This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, we're launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
And don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com. And you can listen and watch the show live on our Twitch feed as well as our audio streams. We did a special Twitch-only after show last night, and a lot of people seem to enjoy it. You can go watch it over at twitch.lrn.fm as we continue here. We will take your calls and thoughts about what you want. In the first hour of the show, we touched on a very lengthy story from Reuters that there would be no way we could get through, I don't even think, in a whole show. I mean, it's a very detailed feature, I would say longer than feature-length piece. It's very detailed. About this Chinese telecom company working with the Venezuelan government in order to institute the so-called Fatherland Card, this creepy spy tool that's basically going to be used as a control grid to watch every single thing that their people are doing, and pretty creepy stuff. So that's what we talked about in the first hour. Went to a bunch of phone calls in the second hour. Of course, open phones here all the time. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I've got another story about Venezuela and people that are basically starving. They're losing weight over there because they're not being well-nourished and can't find food very easily. But, Conan, since we were talking about China earlier, let's get back into that here in a moment. I know you had a story that was about the post office and apparently subsidies going to international packages, places like China and
Third world countries subsidizing their shipping rates.
The U.S. government is subsidizing them is what you're saying.
The U.N. It's a U.N. law.
Oh, really?
But yes, the post office is taking the brunt of it. And that's another reason why they're in the red.
Oh, yeah, there's a new report on that, too. Let's go first, though, to your calls and thoughts. We're going to the Discord on-air call-in line rooms where Tom is on the line with us here. Tom, you're where are you calling from tonight?
Florida.
And what's your topic? What do you want to talk about?
2020 election.
What about it?
I want to know what that is.
I don't know, man. It's just some weird loud
some
noise
boy.
With some girl moaning or something like that.
I thought it was a
in
donkey.
The background.
Yeah.
Do we really need to keep listening to it, Conan?
No,
over and over
I just
again?
Want him to tell us what it is and then stop.
Yeah.
Tell us in the chat. We know you're in there, man.
Yeah, see, he's in there with at least three different accounts now, because I'm pretty sure it's the same person calling with different account names.
Yeah. And he keeps asking, did I get through? Did I get through? Did I get through? No, you didn't get through, man.
Right, they want to do what's called clipping it on Twitch. So as you're watching a Twitch stream, like we're on right now at twitch.lrn.fm, if you're logged in to your Twitch account, as you're watching it, you can hit a button that will clip basically the last 60 seconds of what happened, and it kind of cuts it out automatically from the stream. It's still a part of your stream, but there's a section on the video or on your profile, on our profile, called clips, that users can create clips. So
really?
It basically, for a crank caller like that, that would be their trophy, right? Like if they get their crank on the air and then they hit the clip button, it grabs the last 60 seconds of the stream and it saves it to a section of our profile.
So the clip only gets uploaded if he initiates that.
That's correct.
That clipping. So he didn't get any of them.
Or he got it. He probably got one.
Well, he could put some real crap up there. I mean,
yeah, it's crap.
It's a crap trophy, man.
He's clipping out crap and acting as though it's like, you know, a big deal. Like he's accomplished something that's special by playing a silly noise.
Hey, man, if you've ever listened to the show, you got to call in and be unique. You got to have a story. You got to create a persona like God and the devil.
You should. I mean, if you want to actually get more than a handful of seconds to talk on the radio,
and if you're unique and you're good, we'll listen to it.
Yeah, we'll talk to you. We'll
and
ask
say
you questions.
Something other than but.
Yeah. Or playing a indescribably annoying sound effect, right? Because that's what's been going on tonight. Which is, it's one of the worst crank calls you could possibly do. Let's talk to him. Oh, wait, no, let's not talk to him because he hasn't even unmuted his microphone. If you're going to call us on the Discord on-air call-in line room, you got to unmute the microphone. Otherwise, you're just not going to get on the air. because we couldn't put you on the air because you're muted. Anyway, the Discord chat is discord.lrn.fm. Just jump into one of those top call-in line rooms to join us here. Conan, you're a postal service package delivery man.
Yeah, basically. this is something that is very near and dear to my heart, because not only am I a merchant, not only do I sell product all over the country, but I also deliver them. So it's kind of a unique little...
You see both ends of it.
I see both ends of it.
Right.
And for about 2 years there, I was just, you know, shipping out thousands of items per year. And then I got a part-time with the post office, and I felt the pain. It's like, somebody's got to deal with this. Oh, crap. This is what I've been doing to my local postal workers for so long. Now I'm getting the end of it. And right now, Q4, it's ramped up, and I'm getting the good bucks, but I'm also getting the beat down.
It's going to ramp up even heavier, right, over the next few weeks.
Yeah, I think compared to last year's sales, it's actually kicked in about 2 weeks earlier than last year. So I guess
that's a
sign of the economy is feeling good about itself, and probably more proof that the bubble is about to break, especially when you consider real estate and whatnot. It's on its way out. But anyways, this is near and dear to my heart.
Yeah.
Every now and then, Trump, brings something to the table that makes sense to me, and also something that I wasn't even aware of, being a merchant and a postal carrier, and that is the fact that the post office is subsidizing Chinese shipping rates. If you've ever got on Amazon and wondered why you could go and get a dollar item from China and have it with no shipping, with free shipping,
or for
like
a buck or something like that.
And
like
then you look at someone out of Indiana or out of Texas, and it's like they want $4.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, how the hell does that work? Well, it's because they've been subsidized for the longest time. There was a 144-year-old international postal agreement set up by the UN, and it's cute listening to different...
Set up prior to the UN.
That hasn't been around that long, right?
The Universal Postal Union was established in 1874. Which predates the UN
by
70 years.
Yeah, and this particular deal that I'm talking about is probably only, I think it's only like 10 years old. It's about a decade old. About when the post office started getting back in the red. But anyways, it was created.
The post office turned a profit at some point?
Yes. Yep, 10 years
ago. In like 1840, whatever, when they shut down Lysander's Burger?
There were a couple of years ago, 10 years ago, that they were in the black. But... basically, this agreement was set up to actually benefit developing countries. You know, they're having a hard time. This is redistributing the wealth.
You're saying the U.S. Postal Service pays the Chinese government or the Chinese company? Who's getting paid here exactly?
The Chinese government or the Chinese shippers are not paying the full amount, and the post office is picking up
the difference. I see.
So basically this was set up back when China was a developing country and they had issues, which they are not any longer.
They're well developed.
Their GDP is about to pass ours.
Is that true?
Yes. It is getting closer and closer.
Really?
Given probably another 2 or 3 years and they'll surpass us. That is my bet.
Well, if that's true, that's great news for them.
Well, anyways, Trump comes out and he's like, this is bull crap.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I didn't even know about this. This is bull crap. Why are we subsidizing these people who are actually undercutting me as a merchant? I have to compete with Chinese merchants. And the other company that I work for, the post office that is in the red for many reasons, and this is just one of them, why are we doing this? So Trump has threatened to pull out of this agreement, and it's cute, looking at the different biases. I got one article here from Fortune.com, but there's many. I think Vice was one of them. They're all blaming Trump for, oh, guess what? If we pull out of this agreement, you're going to be paying an extra $5 on them earbuds.
So China
but you're not actually seeing the hidden costs.
China is still listed as a developing...
That your taxpayers are paying for federal pensions or post office pensions. It's coming out of your taxpayer dollars. You're not considering that. You're only thinking about the $5 you're going to lose on your earbuds.
So, Conan, China is still listed as a developing country according to the International Monetary Fund, though there is another list that shows them as a newly industrialized country.
Yeah, I mean, Conan,
so
I'm looking here.
Definitions based on different things.
I'm looking here at chart that was published this year over at Bloomberg.com. It definitely shows China gaining as far as its rate on GDP growth is concerned. And over a period of decades, it could cross the U.S., but I mean, it's not going to cross it next year. There's more coming up here in moments.
Three years.
This is free, not even three. Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100 by visiting blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You're invited here to join us on the radio waves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything that you want, for better or for worse. And sometimes that does get us into a little bit of sticky situations here on Free Talk Live, having to juggle the responsibilities of doing a radio show with the desire that I have to allowing people to express themselves on said radio show. So that's what we do here, and we try to do the best we can. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. We do have a lot of features on our site, including our Discord server. You go to discord.lrn.fm. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. They are in there frequently during, before, and after the show at basically all times of the day and the night. There's people from all around the world who are interacting there. Sometimes they'll talk on the voice chat channels. Other times they're just chatting in the normal chat rooms. Either way, it's free, and you can download the app for free and connect on pretty much any platform out there, whether it's Android or iOS or Linux, Mac, or Windows. You decide, go to discordapp.com to grab the app and then create your username and password. And then you should be able to jump right into our server by clicking into your browser and going to discord.lrn.fm. As we continue here, Conan, you were telling us about a surprise subsidy that you learned about recently.
And I also mentioned that China would overtake the U.S. in 3 years as far as GDP is concerned. Right now, 2018... U.S.
That's a little optimistic.
It's a little, it's actually a negative. It's a little pessimistic.
Yeah.
The 2018, the U.S. is $19.8 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
China is $12.8 trillion. And it looks like 2028 is when they'll match, and 2029 is when China will overtake the U.S.
Now, that's considering the rates being the same.
Well, that's the overall
GDP. And this is according to Bloomberg.
That's the overall, what some people look at as, you know, like the actual number, blah, 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 mm-hmm. is the per capita. And since China has, what, like 3.5, 4 times the population of the U.S.,
right.
then they're not really
as
going
wealthy.
To overtake for a really long time.
That's a great point.
If you look at the per capita.
Yeah, so we're looking at these Bloomberg charts. The first chart's the one you're talking about, Conan, where the Chinese GDP, the total gross domestic product, is set to overtake the United States. That's what you're talking about. And if you go with the current rates, it's the date that you discussed, 2028. Now, of course, the U.S. could speed up or slow down its growth,
right.
or China could speed up or slow down its growth. And there's actually a little interactive chart here where you can, and we'll put this on our Twitter over at twitter.lrn.fm or the Mastodon over at toot.lrn.fm. You'll be able to, you know, play around with the chart here yourself. But, like you're saying, Daryl, when you go down to the per capita chart, as of, looks like 2017, per capita was $54,198 in the United States, as compared to $15,175 in China. China's definitely on the way up when it comes to per capita. It's had a lot of growth in just the last decade or two. However, they're still a long way away from reaching the United States in that one. So that's, you know, that speaks to the average person's experience in life and
right.
how wealthy
and
they are.
Now, you know, that $15,000 probably goes a good bit further in China than it would go in the U.S. just because, you know, cost of living, etc.
I'm going to say yes, big time, when you consider what we're spending per pupil here in this country as far as education is concerned. I would say yes. And I'm assuming, so anyways, Trump decided, he said he's threatened, this is a month ago, by the way, and I haven't seen any articles pop up since this has happened, but he has threatened to pull out of this treaty.
The treaty that subsidizes mail rates as far as incoming mail from places like China, the U.S. government has had a policy that essentially gives them a discount.
Big
because
discount.
The U.S. government is a signatory to the, or rather a member of the Universal Postal Union, which again was created back in 1874 as a way to sort of regulate international post, if you will.
And so he's going to get rid of this, or he's just talking about it?
He has threatened to pull out.
And I think
that threat is to actually renegotiate the treaty, rework the maybe no subsidies, maybe just pay a flat rate, because China is developing. But I'm sure proponents of that treaty and the what I consider unfair treatment is they'll probably bring up this per capita chart and be like, hey, look at what the Chinese are making per what Americans are making. Of course, they're still a developing country. We can't take away this great subsidy that is helping develop that country. And, you know, well, you know, all I know is that it's hurting me as a merchant and as a courier.
Yeah, subsidies should end. I mean, even if ultimately the consumer is benefiting, or at least it appears as the consumer is benefiting, because like you're saying, I mean, if you're ordering a thing from China and the shipping's like 30 cents or whatever it is, it always seems so ridiculously low.
It would be cheaper to buy from China than it would be from one state over.
Yeah, it's crazy. But what I wanted to point out about this is, even though the end user looks at this and says, well, I'm great and getting a great deal, I love this subsidy. Thing is, the hidden costs are what you don't see, right?
Right, and you know, something else, speaking of those hidden costs, is on the one hand, the U.S. government is subsidizing businesses in China whilst simultaneously putting tariffs on those same goods that are being shipped in from China.
It's a double whammy. It's stupid. Can I say it? It's retarded.
Yeah.
Seriously, it is. This is something that low IQ people would do.
Mm.
Don't offend
low IQ people. They would understand that doesn't make sense.
It's the golden crutch. Here, we're helping you. We're also breaking your leg at the same time. It's, oh man.
And they get to play like they're doing somebody a favor.
And they get reelected because they seem like they're actually helping.
Can I buy this sandwich from you for $1, but I'll actually give you $2, but then you give me $1 back?
Yeah, it's the trying to climb out of the whole, you know, two steps forward, one step back. And in this situation, I would say it's two steps forward, three steps back until we're finally buried up to our necks.
Now, there is an interesting statistic here to come back to the U.S.-Chinese comparisons from the Bloomberg story. China now has about the same proportion of city dwellers as the United States did in 1940. And so they say here farming is changing in China, paving the way for decades of further urbanization. That'll fuel demand for jobs, apartments, and services, beefing up the purchasing power of 300 million to 400 million people.
Yeah, this is like their Industrial Revolution, where all the farmers packed up and they went to the cities and worked in sweatshops,
Well, wait a minute. The Industrial Revolution, when did that? Didn't that start in the 1800s?
Long time ago.
Well, they're talking about they have the same urban population today as the U.S. did in 1940, which would have been past the Industrial
Revolution. Industrial Revolution, 1820 to 1840.
No, I'm telling you, they're past their Industrial Revolution. When did the Industrial Revolution?
1820 to 1840.
Right, so 100 years.
Yeah, they're having a resurgence. An Industrial Revolution where they're actually taking advantage of.
I'm suggesting they're past their Industrial Revolution and are going to whatever the next revolution was after that. I don't know what it was. There's the information one that we're kind of in right now. What came between the information information revolution?
I'll find out.
Yeah, and the industrial. There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The president is engaging in a very public feud with Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts.
This was an Obama judge.
He was angry that another one of his immigration policies was put on hold by a federal judge out of the Ninth Circuit. And then a sudden rebuke in a statement from Supreme Court Justice Roberts, who said there's no such thing as an Obama judge. Harvard Law Professor Lawrence Tribe once taught Justice Roberts.
He's a very careful, thoughtful, reserved guy. But like any human being, he's got his limits. And I think that this president exceeded them.
Undeterred, the president tweeted that the Ninth Circuit has become a dumping ground for lawyers looking for easy wins. Justice Roberts is a conservative judge who was appointed to the high court by President George W. Bush. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. We're here on Thanksgiving Day Eve, and we're live. Show's live, as it always is. It'll be live tomorrow night as well. Daryl's going to be heading up the show, as he always does, on Thursday evening. So join him then and join us all the time, because we're here 7 days a week, 7 to 10 o'clock at night. Eastern time is when you can join us on the radio waves. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Thank you, by the way, to our amplifier, who's a silver amplifier, named Piper. Piper, who is supporting Free Talk Live for $5 per month over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's where you can go and get signed up to follow us. And not follow us. You can follow us in a lot of different ways on social media and podcast and Twitch and all kinds of different ways to follow. But this is an actual way to support directly the thing that we do. And what is the thing that we do? I actually had a caller earlier. He didn't stay on the line, but he claimed he wanted to tell us or ask us about what the point of this channel was, because he's a Twitch viewer and he's probably new to the show. The point of this channel is to, well, allow people to talk on the radio about, what they want. We're also on Twitch, which is a different platform than the radio. It's a smaller platform, but we're grateful to be there, and I think we've gotten some good calls from Twitch. But I would say the just god-awful calls have outnumbered the good calls that we've had from Twitch. But that said, I'm so glad that we're there, and I'm glad that we're reaching new people with what is ultimately a show about liberty. It's not only the freedom to call in and talk about pretty much anything that you want, although sometimes it gets a little hairy, literally. But you've got the freedom to call in and express yourself on a platform that reaches, in our case, hundreds, almost 200 radio stations around the United States. Plus, we've got satellite broadcasts in two continents, both sub-Saharan Africa and North and Central America. We've got also, of course, internet streaming. We've got podcasts. So a lot of people are able to hear what you have to say. That's the general purpose behind Free Talk Live. Alternatively, we're also libertarians, the hosts of the show. Almost all of the hosts are very libertarian people, people who believe in freedom, people who believe in peace, liberty, people who believe in cryptocurrency. These are some of the themes that are common on this show. So not only is it an open phone show, it's also a show that expresses the ideas of liberty. Okay, so that's kind of what we do here on Free Talk Live. Thirdly, it's also kind of a reality show, because in addition to talk show hosts, you know, which we're pretty good at, we also do real-life activism.
Yes.
So all of us kind of have our own activist projects that we're all involved in. We moved here independently of one another to New Hampshire as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration. And that is a group of libertarian, voluntarist, anarchist types who have been coming to New Hampshire over the last 15-plus years and have been getting active for libertarian purposes. So not only are we talking about activism, we're doing
it. We're walking the walk.
Right.
And running the run.
In the case of Daryl, running the run.
Although we drove down to Northampton this week. You did not run the... You could have probably run down there had you really wanted to. But
how many miles?
Now that would have been interesting.
Good question. It took an hour to drive.
I probably would not have been strutting the ass.
How long did you know in advance? You could have set up a whole thing, running for pot.
Running for the herb.
Running for weed.
Anyway, we did that. Now, you could argue, well, that's not activism. Well, actually, it was, because, you know, we were there to cover that story.
Yep.
We were there to be a part of history, and we were also there being interviewed by the media, because we're there, and, you know, I guess the media, they don't necessarily know who we are, but, you know, maybe we look like we know how to be on the media or whatever. We got interviewed because we were there. And so it was fun. It was a lot of fun. We talked a lot about it last night, so if you want to get that.
Yeah, I'm still waiting on that PBS piece to come out.
I checked their website last night, and it didn't look like they had much of their news stories on the site. Did you find a better area to pull that?
No, they told me it would be on the site, but
okay.
I didn't know where to look. The person that interviewed me on the site is listed as hosting a weekly show, so there's probably like a weekly roundup.
Maybe it hasn't posted. Maybe it'll come later.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. Well, anyway, we do things. We do activism, and we talk on the radio, and we give you a chance to talk on the radio.
Yes.
So that's what we do here on Free Talk Live, and that's what we're going to do right now with Sarah in New Mexico. And so we can talk more about China and the U.S. and all that stuff here in a moment. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, I just want to say that the ghost memorial bicycles with the flowers, people are stealing it.
Ghost memorial bicycles with flowers.
That's not good. People are stealing
ghost bicycles?
Tombstones, actually. Monuments.
Yeah,
wait, what?
It's a memorial. It's a memorial, the remembrance of the bicyclist that's been killed. The nearby intersection or on the corner, they spray paint these bicycles. I wonder if they're rideable, if they want to steal it to ride it.
Here's the first thing I'm going to ask. Did the local municipality, the government, did they go and collect the bicycles because they were becoming a problem? Because usually that is what happens. I don't think people, even criminals, even bums, would go and stoop that low as to steal a memorial to a dead person, because that's bad karma right there. Usually, plenty of criminals are not afraid
of bad karma.
I mean, I've even heard that local roadworks people won't touch these things because they're afraid of bad karma, and yet they're ordered to go out and do it sometimes because.
So, wait, you've heard of these bicycles?
I've heard of local roadworks people refusing.
All right,
to go and collect bicycles.
Like a memorial, any memorial.
Yeah, usually it's just like a bicycle wheel with like a ribbon on it or something, hanging on it like a street post, which you're not allowed to do, by the way, and they won't they won't touch them.
So I found an article from 2010 about ghost bike memorials vanishing in Albuquerque, and apparently a spokesman for the city said officials decided to take down the ghost bikes due to safety concerns.
Yep.
So wait, they didn't get stolen. It was the city workers who took them down?
That's what this article says.
Well, there you go, Sarah. There's your
from 8 years ago.
Your crime has been solved. The city themselves likely taking these things away.
Why don't you get the most recent article that came out like this week? You know who's stealing it? The crackheads and the homeless people are stealing it. And you know it's supposed to be like a $500 fine. There is a ticket. But you know what I think? You know what the whole point is? I think the whole attitude is they want to forget that they ran a bicyclist over. They just want to keep on running people
That's
over.
That's not what it is. If it's a homeless person, he's hoping he can pawn the thing.
Or just get
he may need the bicycle,
or just
something.
Get across town.
Yeah, right, and then ditch it or something like that. So
set up the memorial on the other side of town so other people can see what's up.
They're not putting that much thought into it.
For me, it's a forgetfulness. For we're number one in bicycle fatalities. It's like no, they're afraid that they're going to have the speeding bans back. And
what if everybody who what if a bunch of the people who stole the bicycles were the ones who ended up in the fatalities? Wouldn't that just be karma?
Do you believe in karma, Sarah?
That's the way it usually works, you know, and I'm surprised.
Karma?
That
you're saying karma is normally out to get people who do bad things?
Or who are parasites? They'll come back as a flea?
Well, you know something? I heard about, you know, there's this one guy that hates red light cameras. He called in, and I think he got his neck busted, and he's in a wheelchair now. I'm sure that he got busted over by a red light camera. There's a guy that hates red light cameras.
Are you making that up?
No, I heard him on the radio, and he said that I got, he got his neck broken. He's in a wheelchair.
By who? How did he get his neck broken?
Well, you know what? I'm sure that he got run over, but he got T-boned by a red light violator. I think he was in a severe car wreck.
So did he get run over, or did he get T-boned? Because those are different things.
Well, you know the thing. I do not really know, but I know that he's blind.
Couldn't you be T-boned and then run over? It'd be hard. Like you'd have to somehow fall out of the truck and then fall onto the ground and have somebody else run you over.
He hated handicapped accessible sidewalks, and he hated the red light cameras. He wasn't pursuing red flex.
I don't see anything coming up, Sarah. That's a story.
I think she's making that up.
She heard it on the radio. I've heard lots of things on the radio that aren't true.
Some of them out of Sarah's mouth.
I could hear one of these hosts coming up and saying, guess what? This is what you're going to get, you red light haters, you red light camera haters. You're going to be the next one to get run over, or in Sarah's case, runned over.
There's one coming up here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got time for you if you want to get on the line with us. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart to Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Homemakers,
Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349. 4349.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. Go Berkey.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up what you want. In these remaining moments, we have enough time for you. And the number is 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. Or you can use our Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And a big thanks to Jared H., who is a Amplifier Gold. He gives $10 a month to Free Talk Live. I've done a few tonight because I'm trying to get caught up. We spaced doing these over a couple days, and we've been doing so well on a one-per-night kind of basis. So thanks to Jared H. for doing that. It's $10 a month, which is what the gold is. But you know, if you want to get into the AMP program, all you have to do is $5 a month. We appreciate that. And you get all the perks for the $5 level over at amp.freetalklive.com. And thank you to everyone who is currently amping, and even everybody who has amped in the past. We still appreciate it, because we wouldn't be where we are today if you hadn't helped us out. So thank you for that. And go and get all the perks and get the bennies over at amp.freetalklive.com. It helps us out. All right, so we continue here. Daryl, you've been doing a little bit of research. You wanted to share something with us.
Yeah, so I did find a newer article about these ghost bikes being stolen in Albuquerque, or
Sarah
rather attempted to be stolen in Albuquerque.
These are memorials for presumably bicyclists who've been hit by cars.
And that's what they actually call them? They call them ghost bikes?
Yes.
As in for a dead person.
Yeah, right. I get that
part. They are painted white. They are
look ghostly.
Someone on Twitch
like
mentioned
that. Shoved down into the ground on some type of post.
Oh, okay.
And
so it's like an art sculpture almost.
Yes.
Okay.
There's a picture of one where there's flowers wrapped around it.
Oh, that's nice.
Kind of like a art piece, if you will.
And somebody stole it.
I don't like
that. There have been several that have been either stolen or attempted to be stolen. Mm-hmm. In recent weeks.
Both you guys have called them art pieces, and I don't like that. They should be called a memorial. If they are in fact...
It is a memorial. Looks like an art piece.
But can't a memorial be an art piece?
I think a memorial can be artistically designed.
What's the difference?
Artistically constructed. It's not an art piece where you go and you
observe
and revel in
the artistic quality. If I did
or if you do, you wouldn't want to admit it.
I see.
Okay. If I did not know that this was a memorial, I would think that it was an art piece.
Hmm.
Well, maybe that's a problem. Maybe they should make it... Put the person's name on it, at least, or the years of life.
There are names written on the bike.
Well, then how would you mistake it for an art piece if it actually had dates on it? It looks like a tombstone.
No, it does not look like a tombstone. It looks like a bicycle with somebody's name written on it, wrapped in flowers.
Okay, that might be
a
problem.
The name's fairly large. It's not like a small little nameplate. You can read that.
Right. The way that bike is set up might be a problem.
Right, but... There are also, you know, sometimes plaques by trees that say this tree was donated by so-and-so. It doesn't mean that that's a memorial to somebody.
True.
But anyway, some of these have either been stolen or attempted to be stolen, mostly by homeless people. Sarah was correct on that. But somebody...
Many of whom are inebriated and desperate and, you know, might think they can pawn the bike somewhere or, like you said, just, ride it somewhere and then chuck it.
So there was somebody from, I guess the city, they're not identified this far down into the article, but they say that, sometimes people think that the bikes are rideable. They aren't. Quote, they have no brakes, they have no tires, they have no gears, and some of the wheels are welded.
But yet they're still trying to steal them.
Yes.
Yeah.
But how far are they getting?
Not far.
So if Sarah's saying they're disappearing, and they're really just across the street in the ditch.
Right. So one of these was partly removed from the anchor stake. Another was taken out of the anchor stake and then recovered in a nearby field.
Okay.
Yeah. So these are just desperate losers who are trying to take a bike that they think they can use, and they're probably too drug-addled or drunk to realize that it's actually, it's had all of its important parts stripped from it.
Right.
And then they find that out later. I gotta say, since we're talking about bike thieves, I really do enjoy the bait bike pranks on YouTube. You know, some pranks are pranks that kind of take advantage of people in a way that it's distasteful. You know, on YouTube, there's a number of pranks
like that.
You mean
like the Amazon delivery Dookie Bomb packages?
I haven't seen that prank, but that sounds awful.
Those are good.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
You don't blow the package up until they're in their car and they're already...
Oh, my God, they're blowing them up?
It's a Dookie Bomb.
Okay.
That's what you do.
Oh, God.
Hey, hold on.
Someone is stealing your package off your porch.
Is that what's going on? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize that's what the prank
speaking
was.
Of,
so, yeah, it's kind of like that. The bait bikes are kind of like that, where they put a bike out.
I'm looking at one. It is.
Speaking of Dookie and blowing things up, did you hear about the guy that was arrested for saying he was going to blow up a bathroom?
No.
He was arrested on a charge of, terrorism.
Did he mean, with his
what he meant
two?
Was, oh, I'm going to go in there, and it's going to be really foul.
Going to drop a bomb in the bathroom.
I'm about to go blow that thing up.
Oh, my God.
This PC culture we live in, man.
Where did this happen? Where did he get arrested?
I don't remember, but it was a black guy.
I'm not sure why that's relevant, but...
Because, remember, there was the story a couple of years ago where some black guy down in Louisiana was being interrogated, told the cop, I want my lawyer, dog. And the judge said he did not request a lawyer. He requested a canine that had gone to law school.
Ridiculous. It was ridiculous.
So, therefore, keep interrogating.
Well, but look, I've used the term drop a bomb in the bathroom right around this house. But, so the bait bike pranks, Conan, the way these things work.
I'm looking at them.
For listeners who are not familiar, is the channel that I've seen the most of them on is called Twin CD.
It was New Orleans.
TWINZ TV on YouTube. And basically they'll put a bike out and they'll tie some sort of a line to it. I don't know what they're using for it, but they tie a line to a bike. They tie the line to a tree or something like that. And then they will disable the bike sometimes in certain ways, or the early ones, it's just a bike with a line on it. Anyway, they hide cameras around this bike. It's usually in a park on top of a hill. And so, did you just watch somebody take a spill?
A spill is, his face hit the asphalt.
Yeah.
He was face first.
So some scumbag comes along, grabs the bike, hops on the bike, for whatever reason, you know, they're in the zone. They don't notice the cable that's tied to the bike. Now, whether you...
I don't know how you don't see that big old rope on the back end
so
of it.
So the argument is that these are fake. But either way, they're still pretty entertaining. So the idea is that this person is stealing this bicycle, right? They're stealing a bike that somebody left there in this park. It's obviously not theirs. And they start riding it away. And, of course, as they're riding away, the chain or the cable is going to tighten up. And then it pulls taut on the bike. And, of course, the bike stops. And they keep going. So usually the thief goes head over heels over the front of the handlebars on the bicycle, and in some cases plants their face on the pavement or lands very awkwardly, and it's very entertaining.
So here's the question: How do I do this? How do I reenact this same stunt with the city clerk and the bureaucrats that are collecting my property tax twice a year? How do I make them eat asphalt twice a year?
They're going to fall for the bait bike. I suspect they all have the bikes they need. They get paid big government money. They get plenty of money.
I'm thinking about taking it to the next level. How do I trick them into eating asphalt when they steal my check? Two checks a year.
Yeah, I don't think you can. I think you can do that.
By the way, I was talking about the Chinese resurgence, industrial revolution.
Oh yeah, the industrial revolution.
And what level they're at, according to this nice entry over at Wikipedia, we, the U.S., are on our fourth wave, the fourth industrial revolution,
really?
Which includes like nanotechnology and computing and biotechnology and 3D printing and autonomous vehicles.
Okay, so which number are the Chinese on?
I think they're
on their fourth one or their first one?
I think
they
are ending their third and they're moving into the fourth. Where we're already there, I think they're leaving the third, which is the third revolution is personal computers, internet, information, communication.
Well, right, because they've already got that. Correct.
So they have their own. They're working on nanotechnology. They're working on that kind of thing. So
they just have to get their earning potential to catch up. Essentially, the technology's there. They've got the business chops.
Yeah, it's just
people are moving out of the farmland.
It's just their standard of living is a lot less than ours. If they're surviving off of $15,000 per person,
right?
We're somewhere in like 50s.
That's
a big difference. But as Daryl pointed out, $15,000 in China probably goes a lot further. Especially if you're making a lot of the stuff, it's already you already have it at your disposal. But definitely they are moving. They're hitting some level of the Industrial Revolution.
What were the different ages in the United States? You recall, because I asked you what came after the Industrial Revolution in the 1800s?
Yeah, and then like 30, 40 years later was the Second Industrial Revolution, and after that was the Atomic Age.
So the Atomic Age would have been, what, around the 40s, 50s?
Starting in the 40s.
Okay. And then the Information Age after that, I presume?
Probably. I don't have it pulled up.
Digital Revolution.
More coming up tomorrow night for the live Thanksgiving show. We'll see you then. It's freetalklive.com.
My neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361. Or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.